Welcome to Silence the Mind Cluck. I'm your host, Maria T. Finch, and I'm super glad that you're here. Get ready to quiet that mind and reap the rewards. Good morning, everyone, or good evening, or good afternoon, depending on what time you happen to be listening to this podcast. I'm Maria Finch. I am an inner intelligence coach, and today I am thrilled to have Braca Getz with me. Braca, welcome.
Thank you so much.
We're so happy to have you here. So to start out, please tell us a little bit about you.
I'm the author of 41 books that helped, I say they all help children's souls to shine. Oh. Yeah. And then I'm the author of just one book for adults, and that's my memoir about my journey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, so to start out with, tell us about a time in your life when you were trying to accomplish something and you had to deal with a lot of mind cluck.
Let's say when I was an undergraduate at Harvard. Uh-huh. And it's interesting because I became like an expert on eating disorders.
Oh, wow.
And that's, of course, because I myself was suffering with it. And I was getting worse and worse as I was becoming more of the expert, you know. And
wow.
I went on to medical school, and in that first year of medical school, things were really, I was getting really sicker and sicker. And I looked successful on the outside, but people would never know how I was suffering inside. Uh-huh. So mind cluck, let's say I was on one of these desperate binges. It was either fluctuating between extreme dieting, uh-huh, and uncontrollable binges. Okay. So let me see if I could put my head back in that place of the mind cluck. Now I think this is a very interesting experiment that you're giving me to do, and I'm going to try to put myself there.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, if I eat something and it's delicious, I want more of it. So I just keep going. Uh-huh. And I just keep putting in more and more because I want the pleasure to keep lasting. So I'm feeling very empty inside. And so I just keep going, putting more and more in. And it's endless because it becomes a bottomless pit and there's no end to it. It doesn't matter how much I've eaten. I move on to the next thing and just putting that in too. And, you know, it's a, and what are the voices saying to me? You need more. You're hungry. You don't have enough. You know, you got to have more, more pleasure, more pleasure. And it just keeps going like that. And of course, it ends up where I'm just feeling miserable at the end and emptier than ever.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds just unbelievably difficult. So what techniques did you use then or do you use now to quiet the mind cluck that comes up for all of us?
Yeah. Like when I feel like overeating, even now, mm-hmm, I say to myself, you know, is it your body that's hungry or your soul? Like, what's talking here?
Yeah.
Is your body really hungry? You've had a good meal.
Uh-huh.
You know, now what part of you is hungry? There's a genuine hunger, but where is it coming from? And those, mm-hmm, I try to analyze where the voices are speaking. What part of me is, how can I bring more lasting pleasure into my life this moment? So then I realize I could do a whole bunch of other things. Uh-huh. Like I listened to a wonderful interview that you gave about quieting the mind cluck with push, you know.
Uh-huh.
For instance, I could eat like something healthy. Like, I'm not going to eat a whole bag of oranges because it's more the addictive food that gets you just to keep going and feeling empty and just continue. So I could switch to eating this and eating it with gratitude. If I eat it with gratitude, that creates lasting pleasure. Or or one of the things you suggested is physical movement. Yes. If I start moving and dancing or doing yoga or gardening, it starts giving me a different healthy pleasure and filled with pleasure, and I don't have to keep eating the endless junk food. Or I could do a kindness for somebody else. That also brings a lasting pleasure. Yeah. Or I could do something creative. And then that brings a more a higher lasting pleasure. Like I learned about the pleasure ladder. So I picture these different pleasures, and then I could do a whole bunch. Also, there are five, like you mentioned five, because five is empowering. It's within our hands to bring pleasure into our life at any moment. So that's what I do. I think of, oh, you want more pleasure? Identify what brings you more pleasure than this junk food that you want to just keep eating right now.
So, that's so powerful, because you could think about that in almost any case of mind clock. So say that mind clock is saying, oh, you can't get this project done, or you're not good enough to get that job, or whatever it is. Then you could think about, well, what would bring me more pleasure? So I'm curious. I know you say there are five. Is it called the pleasure ladder?
Yes.
Can you describe that for us?
Oh, sure. The lowest level are all the five levels. They correspond, like I was saying, to our hands. It's all empowering. It also corresponds on a spiritual level. This is not from me. This is ancient mystical wisdom. Okay. So it corresponds to the five levels of the human soul. It's universal. Ah. The lowest level of our soul is the part that's connected to our body. So all the physical pleasures, all the natural physical pleasures, whatever we can enjoy with our five senses, if we experience them with gratitude, then it uplifts both our body and our soul. Because it's our soul that's really hungry when we need that lasting pleasure. We forget that we're spiritual beings. We're not just bodies. So when we fill ourselves up with gratitude, it's gratitude. The price to pay to climb every rung on the pleasure ladder is gratitude. That's it. So physical pleasures, then the next level up is love. How can love be empowering? Not dependent on anybody else. It's when we focus on the virtues of another. Then we can feel that warm emotional feeling by ourselves. Even in prison, we can think about what someone once a kindness did for us, and we're uplifted and inspired. And then what's higher than that, an even more lasting pleasure as you go up, is meaning. Doing something good and meaningful in the world fills us with an even more lasting pleasure. Higher than that, surprisingly interesting, is creativity.
Okay.
Because it's putting a unique part of ourselves into the world.
Yeah.
We really feel needed when we're giving from within something special. And the highest level, transcendence, is when we make that crack. It's when we transcend our own limitations. We make a crack in a bad habit, an addiction. We build that connection also between us and everybody else. We see how we're all connected. Like we lift the veils of separation. We see how we're all connected to the same source energy, and we're all connected to each other. And it's also a state of awe and wonder. It's that highest state of just deepest gratitude. So as we go up, each is a greater, more lasting expression of gratitude. And it's gratitude that fills us up. That's really what fills our life with joy.
So I really like that. And for everyone, let's just quickly, so recapping. So lowest level being physical, what came to mind when you were holding up the orange? So for anyone who's struggling with overeating, or especially as we're going into the holidays, so you could think about, if you're going to eat an orange, eat it like completely. So smell, pay attention to the texture, the taste, think about where that orange was grown. So you then picture like a beautiful orange orchard or what are they called? I think it's an orchard for an orchard. Yes. So think about that and then like savor every bite of it. Like there's just one example, and also slowing down helps you feel when you're satiated, when you're full.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And I want to say this orange, there's so many ways to eat this mindfully. For instance, the juiciness is kept in for months. The peel, this is like there's infinite in wisdom and loving kindness in this orange. So we can eat it with so much gratitude. Inside are the seeds of eternity. It becomes a tree. It becomes infinite amount of oranges. I mean, compare this to an orange-flavored tangy taffy, you know?
Right.
Even the wrapper pollutes the environment, you know? Right. And it's made from greed. Just it's designed to be as addictive as possible. This is designed to be delicious and nutritious, while the orange-flavored tangy taffy is designed to be delicious and addictive. It's like a whole different thing.
Yeah, yeah. So then moving to the next step, which is love, one of the things that I always encourage people to do is anytime you're in a tough moment in your life, if you just, you can do this in a millisecond. So maybe you're in a meeting, maybe you're somewhere in public, but you can just in your mind picture somebody that you love dearly and think of a moment that you spent with them that was very special, and that brings all of that energy to you in that moment. And then you can kind of surround yourself with love as you go into difficult meeting, difficult conversation, stressful situation, whatever it is. Super powerful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. And then next one was meaning, right? Okay.
Yes.
So meaning, so tell us again, Braca, what you would, how would you define that one? So it's finding like the beautiful meaning in things, right?
And it's, yes, and doing something good and meaningful in the world. Giving back with gratitude. That's basically what it's about, right?
That's great, because so practical application of that is, and I think this is especially powerful to do when you're not feeling your best, is reach out to somebody. You can send them a one-line text saying, thinking of you, with a heart. That's all it takes. And you would be surprised if you start doing that a few times a day, you're going to get flooded with people being like, oh, so glad to hear from you, et cetera. Because everyone likes to be thought of with love.
Exactly. And I was on another podcast. He said he ate two slices of pizza and he was about to just plow through the whole box of pizza by himself. Someone knocks on his door. His neighbor needs help with something for 2 minutes. He comes back in. He puts the rest in the fridge. He doesn't need it. And he's filled up just because he helped his neighbor do something, and that gave him pleasure immediately.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That is amazing. And then next one, what's next on our list?
Oh, creativity.
Creativity. Okay. So this is such a great one, because sometimes I think people hear the word creativity and they think artwork and they're like, oh, I'm not an artist. You know, whereas creativity is anything. It can be cooking. It can be how you pet your dog. It can be how you do your hair, like what you decide to wear in a day. You know, it's expression of who you are and your what you value and all of those things. And creativity, I mean, for me, creativity always brings me joy. Always.
Yes. Yes. You go into a zone. You don't feel like eating or sleeping sometimes when you're involved in a creative act. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You get kind of turned on and like, oh, wow. And so you get energized. You feel empowered.
Yes.
Like all of the noise of the world goes away because you're focused on something that you care about, that you're putting yourself into. Like one of the things that I love doing is decorating for birthdays, holidays, whatever.
Oh.
Doesn't really matter what it is, because it's fun to like put bright things around my house and to get creative in how I decide to decorate. And then it gives me joy every time I look at it. So that's another way to sort of lift yourself up, is change your environment a little bit. It can be as simple as hanging one thing. Like say you have, you know, it takes one nail, one cabinet handle, one, you know, light fixture, something. You can hang a little something on there that draws your attention that you love, whether it's a photo, an object, whatever, doesn't matter. And then every time you look at it, it gives you a little bump.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
All right. And then top level is transcendence. And that one of the things that I think is so important for people to realize is that you all have already done that. Everyone has already had moments of transcendence. You might not realize it consciously because you might not have been thinking about that at the time. But the reason why I say that is because if you take yourself back to whatever moment in your life when you felt just absolutely fabulous, maybe you had helped somebody else. Maybe you had accomplished a big goal. Maybe you just had an amazing time with someone you love dearly. Like there's all different kinds of things that can get you there. But that moment of just like total satisfaction, fulfillment, joy, love, everything, to me, that's transcendence. And everyone experiences it. It's not a state that we stay in all the time. I mean, love to do that, but but for anyone who's thinking like, well, how am I ever going to get to transcendence? The truth is you already have.
Beautiful.
And because you have, you can go back there.
Yes. Yes. If you've ever been under a starry, starry sky at night in the country, you've been in transcendence right then and there, or just looking at the ocean. Oh my gosh. These are those moments immersed in nature that bring us to a place of transcendence. Yes.
Yeah. For me, it's always nature too. I mean, there are times when it will happen with another person where you're just like, oh my gosh, I just love this person so much. Yes. And I feel so happy to be in this moment.
Yes.
But one of the things that I suggest is when you have one of those moments, recorded in some way. So whether that's a photograph, writing something down, doing a quick audio recording, whatever, because you can then go back to those moments and it can help you, it can help lift you up in difficult times. If you go back and you like, oh, okay, I remember this moment. For me, there was a time I was on vacation and I was near the beach. And there, the beach is very special for me. And this one particular song was very popular at the time. And I was like listening to this song, driving back from a long walk on the beach. And I just thought, this is it. Like, this is everything.
Yes.
And I go back to that moment often and just like harness that energy, harness that joy.
Yes. And this is what it's all about. That what you said, this is everything. This is our purpose for being here. That's what changed my life, recognizing we're here to experience gratitude. And it's not about something out there that we need. We have it already. We have so much to be grateful for in our lives already, right?
Yeah, I think of it as I describe it as self-actualization. So it's figuring out like what matters most to you, what do you want to contribute, how do you enhance fulfillment of others and also enhance fulfillment for yourself.
Yes.
And putting that all together, I mean, I very much believe in energy and the energy that we share, and there are just so many ways that we can all connect that make all of the noise of our world quieter. So it's not just mind cluck in your mind. It's mind cluck on the news. It's mind cluck, you know, in social media, all of that. Like of that is mind cluck. It's all noise. And
very nice.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes like we can all get caught up in it. That's normal. But anytime you can step away from it and have these beautiful, peaceful moments. And like you said, connecting to being grateful for that beautiful orange and what that orange represents and everything that I also like to think about everything that went into getting that orange to you. Like there are many people because there's like people who take care of the orange orchard, people who pick the oranges, or maybe they're picked by machine, but people who run the machines, people who do the sorting to make sure you're getting good quality, people who load it onto trucks and truck it, you know, there's all kinds of things that happen to bring you that beautiful orange. Maybe it's coming from overseas, getting on a plane, you know?
Yes.
And I love that it's really true that when you eat an orange, like, you're eating something that's self-sustaining, at least we hope.
Yes.
Yes. Hope the climate allows that to happen. So yeah. Yeah. That's so beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. And so for you, Braca, as you're going through your day, like, when you have moments where you feel low or where something's challenging, what are the sort of common things that you would do to kind of help yourself get through that?
Right. Like, in terms of, like, the overeating we were talking about, the one question again is it my body that's hungry or my soul? Then mm-hmm. how can I feed my hungry soul? What other pleasures can I bring in, more lasting pleasures? And another question I love to ask is, if I eat 95 more spoonfuls of this ice cream, will I then be full? Because mm-hmm. it won't make any difference. Not as if it's going to change anything. It's not going to do it, you know? And all of that gives me recognition. It gets, you know, the neurons firing in the prefrontal cortex instead of the fearful amygdala, which is saying, there's a scarcity. You don't have enough pleasure in your life. You deserve more. Keep eating. And so the prefrontal cortex will say, oh, you could bring more pleasure into your life. Don't limit the pleasure. What else could bring you pleasure right this moment? Mm-hmm. And it's about gratitude. It changes the whole perspective. I feel to overcome a habit, we need greater and more lasting pleasures to sub in. That's really how we overcome such addictions for life. And so that's mm-hmm. what helps. And also, as you mentioned, chewing slowly, because it becomes something that is a metaphor for your whole life. When you chew slowly, if you're not chewing slowly, you're just stuffing your face and you're not even focusing on what you already have. So chewing slowly gets you to be in a gratitude mode. It gets you to concentrate and savor what you already have in your life right this minute, what you're already chewing. And then you eat more slowly. You don't create your next forkful until you've already chewed and swallowed the first one. Why should you? Why rush on in life? Mm-hmm. Enjoy what's already in it. So those are different tips that have been helpful to me and added so much more joy to my life.
Yeah. And you can apply this to almost anything. It doesn't just have to be about food. So say that you're addicted to work. Say that you work really, really long hours and you pour your whole self into work for whatever reason. And if you start to pay attention to that and say, okay, so if you start to ask yourself questions like, what do I get for doing this? What is this filling for me? And you might be surprised to learn that it might not actually be filling something. It might just be preventing you from looking at things that would help you feel more fulfilled in life and taking a step back and creating a little bit more space in your life. So this could be, you know, could be work, could be alcohol, could be anything, like anything that you just feel compulsive about doing. Just starting to ask yourself the question, do I really need to do that? And then also what you were saying about swapping in something else. So say that you spend too much time working. What if you started to add in more activities with friends, or add in time to read or time to do something else that you enjoy? And then you start to create that balance and it might shift everything for you. And you might find that you can work fewer hours and be just as efficient, get just as much done, because you'll increase your efficiency because you have other pleasure that you want to get to.
Exactly. Exactly. Identify what other things could bring you pleasure. Exactly. Broaden it. In other words, we can't keep restricting ourselves for long. So it's about adding more joy into our life.
Right. Yeah, I think that's so true. We all, I think everyone can use more joy in their life.
Yes.
And part of it is also recognizing what brings you joy.
Yep.
So for some people, you got to start with, okay, just making a list. Like the next time you do something and it makes you feel your joy list. So when you're in a funk, you go to your joy list and you're like, oh, look, I feel really good if I'm gardening or if I'm taking a walk or if I'm reading a book or, you know, whatever it might be, then that gives you a reference to go back to keep raising your level, the amount of joy you can experience in a day.
Yes, exactly. And I think the more we experience these gratitude, feelings of gratitude, it creates actual gratitude grooves, and it becomes easier and easier to practice gratitude the more that we do it.
Yeah, because it's like you're creating a habit. You know, you're creating a neural pathway so that instead of being like, oh, I got to do this, you're like, oh, I'm going to finish this so that I get to read this book, take this walk, do whatever, you know, whatever thing you really want to do and lift yourself up.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. So we are getting towards the end of our time and I wanted to give you an opportunity. What else would you like to share with our audience before we sign off?
I guess I'll say enjoy the little things in life because one day you'll look back and realize those were the big things, like an orange. It seems like a little thing. This little orange can change your life. It really can. You practice with an orange, a raisin, a grape, whatever. Just practice experiencing gratitude. Like Maria was saying, it creates more neural pathways. And the more that we have, the easier it is to keep experiencing gratitude in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Baraka, thank you so much for being on here today and for everything that you shared. I'm so grateful.
Oh, thank you. I'm very grateful to know you and all the good things that you're doing. Thanks.
Thanks so much. All right, to our audience, thank you for listening. Everybody take care and find more joy. Go out and get your joy. All right, bye everyone. Thanks for listening. If you found this content helpful, please like, comment, and share across your social media. Are you sick of mind clucking up your days? Book a free initial consult with me at mindcluck.com and let's silence it. Thanks and have a great week.